Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? And happy 2019 from The Usual Suspects. Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio on the first official day for us of the new year. Right?
I like how you caught yourself.
Yeah,
I like on the first official.
First official day for the show.
Yes, first show of 2019.
Of the new year. Most of you weren't functional yesterday anyway, so it didn't really count.
Did you get drunk on New Year's?
You know me. Nick got me started back on the wagon. Once that shot hit me, I was like, bang, boom, I'm going for it.
You and Anderson Cooper just doing shots, yep, and squawking like birds.
We sounded exactly the same.
I ain't going to lie. I kind of did sound like him when we did Nick's shot. I don't know what that stuff was, but that was not good alcohol.
A lot of people like that stuff.
It was like rubbing alcohol. It was bad stuff. But did you fellas party? Like it was 2019?
I partied so hard that I woke up when the fireworks were going off all over my neighborhood.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did it freak the dogs out?
At least I had to work, which I think sucks. Why would anybody have to do a morning show on New Year's Day when everybody's sleeping? Yeah, they had to do the show.
So do they not get any holidays? Because, like, we're off. We got a holiday. We'll get several holidays throughout the year. Does she not get any days off?
No, you have to. Christmas is one. Thanksgiving Day is another sometimes, but because of the parade, she has to work.
Most corporate places give you 10 days off a year. Most corporate jobs that you have 10 holidays. She doesn't get 10 holidays?
Mm-mm.
She gets two?
I couldn't even believe it. I was like, I had to ask her twice.
That seems like it'd be against the law.
You're really working New Year's Day? She goes, oh, yeah.
She should press charges against Channel 11. I feel like that's against the law.
And it's also tricky because there's supposed to be like priorities based on seniority in terms of when you... She used to never even be able to get like Christmas, the day after Christmas or the day after Thanksgiving off.
Oh, like
because
vacation?
Greg Hurst had been there longer than her.
Yeah.
And then Greg left.
So who's ahead of her? We got to get rid of him. Well, I'm not suggesting we Nancy Kerrigan anybody at Channel
11. I'm not suggesting
11,
anything's wrong with
maybe
this,
just,
but when the boss hires her husband and you work with him, he has a tendency to...
It just got juicy.
I know. We're just revealing everything. What else do we need to know about Channel 11?
No, that's...
That's enough?
Wow. Yeah, that's... You're screwed there.
Yeah.
So. Nepotism trumps seniority every day.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. But I'm like looking at this thing going, babe, you're never getting any time off. That's just my opinion.
So does she get vacation, though? She gets vacation time,
right? Yeah, she gets
vacation.
Right? Like I'm taking off the next 2 days because her birthday's tomorrow.
Okay.
And she doesn't... So because she didn't get New Year's Day off... She wanted to take off for her birthday. I said, I'll take it off, too. I have some rollover. You guys made fun of me that I didn't take any time off.
Yeah, you didn't.
And I lost all but, like, 3 days. So I was like, well, I might as well take two of them.
Right.
And hang out with the wife for a while.
So are you going to go anywhere? You got big plans?
No, it depends. We're going to keep her in school at least one day. Or if we don't, then it's just the family's going to be doing things.
Oh, really?
I would leave Taylor
in school both days and get a babysitter at night, like...
I've encouraged
four
it,
days.
But I can't go too far because, you know, it's mommy's little girl and she doesn't get, you know.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, I have to work all the time. So I like spending time with Tay when I get the chance. I'm like, okay, well, that's fine.
I'd be like, look, I'm going to be having sex for the next 4 days. You can be involved with this or not.
That would go over like a fart in church.
Yeah. Nora would be like, whatever. Do what you got to do.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't sit well, especially presented in that fashion.
Look, I'm having sex on your birthday. Now it can be with you or without you. Yeah, don't do that. That's not good marriage advice at all.
Not bringing that to the table. So you went out to dinner. Did you drink?
I did not. I mean, I had a beer. We went, so my wife, there's this place called Woodson's that opened by our house. It's a bar / foodery. I don't know. It's just, their menu looked impressive. So the wife got it in her head that she wanted to go there New Year's Eve, because that's when it opened on the 31st. We were going to eat and then go watch Bird Box. And then that was our New Year's celebration. So we went to Woodson's. The wait was an hour.
Oh, no.
It was ridiculous. The food was pretty good. We had some good stuff. I had these fries. They're called Kansas City fries. They had French fries, chicken fried steak, gravy, and a fried egg. So that was pretty good.
A fried egg with all that?
Yeah, on the French fries. Yeah.
Did you need all that?
I mean, I had all that. I don't know if I needed all that.
Wow, okay.
But I certainly had all that. And then, like, you know, we got, like, their slide. They had brisket sliders and all this other stuff. So some of the food was really good. Some of it was not so good. Had a beer. And that was it. Went home, watched Bird Box. And I don't understand all the hate for Bird Box.
I'm with you, man.
I'll be the first to admit I liked the movie. If you're hating on it, I don't know why. It's just a damn movie, and you're probably overly critical.
So y'all both saw it now.
You probably complained during sex if you didn't like Bird Box.
I finally watched it last night.
I saw it, yeah.
And it's
it was thumbs up?
Neutral?
No, thumbs up.
Thumbs up for me.
I think it was like a 7 out of 10.
I would agree with that. It wasn't the greatest movie ever,
but it wasn't a 3 or it wasn't terrible.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know why people were hating on it.
Maybe because it's supposed to be a scary movie and people genuinely want to be scared after done watch. I don't know. I don't really get scared, even if it's a horror movie. I don't know why people don't like it that much. I heard of all the hate when you initially mentioned it last week.
Right.
And I guess people on Twitter. But I don't know if Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb, I don't think they gave them like terrible ratings. But
did it not? Yeah,
but
I don't
know. But Twitter seemed to...
Twitter and Facebook, people are hating on it. I don't see the problem with it. I mean, I don't think it was scary. I would label it more of a thriller than a scary movie. And look, if you were into Lost, because people were like, well, that's stupid when you look at this and then you go crazy and kill yourself. Well, there was smoke in Lost. That was literally the big monster was just smoke. Smoke. Not like smoke and then a monster appears. Like the actual smoke was the monster. This is kind of the same concept.
Not smoke and mirrors?
No, just smoke. And so like in Bird Box, if you look at whatever this is, you kill yourself. That's the whole premise of the whole movie.
And Sandra Bullock still has it. Not in terms of looks, but in terms of her acting.
Never thought she was hot.
Yeah, even in her young days, I never
Box office draw. She brings in the core.
Bring them in. Yeah, but you think she's hot?
Now?
Ever.
I think she had her moments where she was attractive.
Really?
Yeah. She's kind of like the plain Jane attractive. Like,
I was about to say, she's very vanilla.
Yeah, you kind of look at her. You look at her right from the get-go and go, and then all of a sudden you go, well, dress like that. Or
like she wasn't consistently attractive?
Yeah.
Like a Drew Barrymore kind of.
She had her moments.
Like Drew Barrymore, she'd be really hot in one movie.
I would agree with that. There was like one movie where she was hot. And the rest of them, she was whatever.
So wrong. Was she like 12 in that movie?
I mean, I was her age.
Alligators in the Thewers.
I was her age, so I could say yes. I was her age when that came out. So, yeah, I would say she was hot back then.
Okay.
Actually, I think I was more interested in the
But, yeah, I was referring to her acting skills. Sandra Bullock can still act.
She's a very good actress. Yeah, she's a 5 in the looks department.
So where are you on Julia Roberts then? Because she's the other one about parallel. And, of course, everybody's going to know that she can look
She's a pretty woman.
I think she's hotter than Sandra, but I haven't seen a recent pic.
I mean, she's always been a 6.
Let's go body of work from back
Julia,
in the day.
Julia, without a doubt.
Julia Roberts over Sandra
without
Bullock.
A doubt. I don't think anybody would argue with me.
From a movie's perspective or a looks
from
perspective?
From a looks perspective.
Looks perspective.
Barely, but yes, I would agree.
Julia Roberts.
Barely?
Yes. Barely. I mean, I think she's a 6 and Sandra Bullock's a 5. So it's not like Julia Roberts to me is.
I think she's definitively hotter than Sandra Bullock. I think Julia Roberts.
Definitively. So you're saying she's. What do you think Sandra is?
You say 5. I give Julia 7 if you gave Sandra 5.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. Here's the thing. I go back to Barkley once said of Jordan, if he just worked at a 7-Eleven, no chick on the planet would think he's hot.
Probably true.
And I think that if Sandra Bullock was working at a 7-Eleven. You could see her face is naturally can be pretty.
Oh, her nose.
I think
is
Julia
weird.
Roberts. When you go for nose, if you're going to go nose and teeth, I think Julia Roberts. You look at that and go
big face.
Yeah,
big
if
face.
She's working at a as a you know just a, as a at a 7-Eleven, I'm like,
I mean, she has a big face, but I think it's prettier than Sandra's. So
yeah. I'd be interested to see what the texters say. Who's hotter, Julia Roberts?
Yeah, it's an interesting poll question. It really is.
Or Sandra Bullock. Body of work, not necessarily right now.
Okay.
Yeah, because both of them were a little past their heyday.
Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah.
So nothing else exciting for you, Nick?
Not really. I didn't even drink that much.
So did we scare you off of New Year's? Or
I really didn't drink that much.
Good for you.
Did you get your table?
We didn't get the table. We ended up not doing that, which is a good thing because it probably would have been a crazy night and I would have been drinking too much.
Spending too much.
Would have forgot spending too much. Would have forgot my Thrive. Yeah. You know what I mean? It would have been a bad deal.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I took a chill. I mean, I did drink, but nothing to the extent that I thought I was.
I would imagine that Thrive did very well. Their 2019 earnings right now are off the charts because of 2 days.
It legit
I
works.
Would imagine.
But
yeah.
The responsibility factor is the only thing that could hurt them because some people just forget to bring it, right?
True. True.
Or have it wherever they end up.
That's why you got to put some in your car, put some in your wallet. You should have it everywhere. You really should.
Yeah, because that's on you. If you had the product, but forgot to bring it to where you were.
I wonder if it's Anderson Cooper had Thrive.
He needed it, didn't he?
His shot-taking ability is way, way worse than anybody on this show.
His shot-taking ability is what you two specifically, would have thought that I would have sounded like doing that shot with Nick the other day.
Very true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have to stick around for that. Yeah, so we'll get to that. And also, I see this, and I didn't see this until you put it on the list. I didn't know that he got a little truth serum in his drinking. That's interesting.
Yeah, apparently he did.
So we'll fill you in on Anderson Cooper's background, too, which some of you might not know. But we're just getting started. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. You can call. You can text. You can hit us on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5, first show of 2019. And, of course, if you want to reach the show, we've already told you the HRNP listener line is 713-780-3776, where you can call and text. And you can also always hit us up on Twitter, where it's at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Before the break, we were talking about the fact that there are people that were paid to play, so to speak, on New Year's Eve as they were doing shows and also, in certain instances, were partaking in festivities and drinking and such.
Yeah, Anderson Cooper was doing. Who's watching CNN, by the way, for a New Year's Eve show?
Yeah, that's always been an interesting question. But I think ever since Kathy Griffin stirred it up and then she got fired because of her stuff with the president and everything like that, it kind of like brought in attention to like, let's see what's going on here.
Yeah.
And then they bring in for all the housewives in America who love the Real Housewives and Andy Cohen.
And I don't even know who that cat is.
So he's like the mastermind behind almost all of Bravo TV.
Oh, okay.
So, and then he does
a
show
like. He would do that with Anderson Cooper then.
Yeah, well, and then they're buddies.
Right.
And they've, yeah. And then also the fact that he has a show called Watch What Happens Live, which is where he brings in like a big time celebrity and one of the stars of Real Housewives and somebody else. And then they, on live TV, just hash it out
crazy
about
stuff.
Different, yeah, and okay. About different things.
Well, Anderson Cooper, they did a shot every hour, I guess, to celebrate every time zone going to New Year's. And I will say this about Anderson Cooper and his ability to take shots. While I'm sure he's, you know, a tough guy,
really,
not when it comes to taking shots, because he sounds like a bird when he takes his shots. It sounds something like this.
Yes, it's our hourly toast.
Not making it any less
another
fun.
Toast.
Cheers.
Cheers if you have at home. If you're not, if you're driving, but feel free to toast along with us.
Absolutely. You know what? Everybody here seems to be having a great time. He's not a good drinker.
It's like burning your lungs.
Burning your lungs. Feels good to me.
Welcome back, Times Square. It is the top of the hour. The crowd is counting down to the top of the hour. So for us, the top of the hour means
Another tequila shot. This is number three.
With us at home.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Mm. You know what? That felt good. That felt good.
For real? Are you kidding?
What? I would expect you to sound like that when you did our shot.
I knew one of you guys was going to say it, so I said it before you guys did.
And what is the deal with saying my lungs burn? Are you breathing it in or are you drinking it? Because I don't know that you know the difference between your stomach and your lungs.
But that felt good. That felt like.
And correct me if I'm wrong, alcohol connoisseurs, you two.
Yes.
But wouldn't it be if, like, you did a shot of Everclear? That's where you might really feel your throat a little
Everclear.
Bit more?
Please don't ever take a shot of Everclear. I've done
Fireball.
That.
Fireball.
Fireball
is nowhere near as bad.
Fireball
nowhere
day.
Near as bad. Like a Three Horsemen? Oh, my God. That's terrible.
I could do Fireball. That's no problem.
But I'm just asking because I've done my share of shots, which a lot of people obviously didn't anticipate was the truth. But just like the one that Nick gave us. But I would think there's a lot worse to make there your is. Throat feel like it's burning. What Nick? I said like, the one Nick gave us was spicy.
Yeah, I can do like Rumpelmintz, like or not Rumpelmintz, a Jaeger. Like I can do a lot of shots. Rumpelmintz is bad though. I don't like that. But I can shoot Jaeger. I can shoot a lot of stuff. I don't know why. It's I don't know.
I freaking hate Jaeger. We've had this discussion because I don't like the taste of black licorice.
I'm with you on Jaeger. I can't. Do
I
Jaeger.
Can't do
really.
Jaeger. Yeah, I hate it.
Rumpelmintz is worse.
I can take the shot. It's not hard to like go down. I'm just saying I don't like Jaeger like the next day.
That. Yeah.
Isolate
he won't
that.
Isolate himself. No. The other thing
I'll get
is,
that
is
off the
that
podcast.
In college.
Mark, 120. It's not hard to go down. Nick Sharara.
I'm glad you're enjoying my sausage, sir.
That's his rebuttal on all of it.
The bark. I love the bark.
In college, one of the things that a lot of people did was get a pitcher of kamikaze shots. Now, I will say kamikaze shots are so easy to do that you literally could drink the whole pitcher, and all of a sudden, when it hits you all at once, it is a Mack truck.
If I'm not mistaken, kamikaze, it's vodka-based.
Yes.
So it's vodka, so I can take vodka.
It almost tastes like Mountain Dew, and then it just kicks your...
I think you're right.
Yeah, well, I used to be a bartender, so I should know that, but I forgot all
How
the... But it's like vodka, triple sec.
And something else. I think like a sweet and sour or something.
That's what it is.
But it's like Gatorade or Mountain Dew, and then all of a sudden, when it hits you, man.
I was going to say, are you a bartender or just a good bar goer?
I just drink. I'm really not that knowledgeable. Calm down.
I mean, you like kind of knew what sweet and sour was. You didn't. How many people that don't go to a bar are going to know that sweet and sour is behind the bar? Not many. You have to be.
There's a lot of people that order sweet and sour.
Well, really?
Okay, fine. I'm an alcoholic. I get what you're trying to say. I get it.
John Granato of the Usual Suspects.
It's 2019, Nick.
Yeah, you're not drinking.
I'm not drinking ever again.
Oh, I can't wait for you to be mean to the callers, too.
He
that
can't.
Was your, I know.
No, I'm going to be nice. You can say whatever you want. I'm not going to.
Oh!
Not
you can say
back.
Whatever you want. Now, be careful. Don't do that open invitation.
Oh, yeah.
No. That could end badly.
That's right. 122, mark that. He can say, listeners can say whatever they want. Well, can't wait to read these texts.
Is Granato, by the way, not a little bit of a lookalike for Urban Meyer?
No, not at all. I don't think so.
Kind of, maybe.
I think kind of. I was watching the interview last night. No, I didn't bring anything in about Chinese food into this. So, no.
You think he, I don't know. I don't think, do a side by side. Like, pull up the two and do
Granato's
a side by side.
A little more tan.
I was just going to say that. He's probably more tan than Urban Meyer.
Same haircut.
Urban Meyer's got more of a rat face. Granato doesn't have a rat face. By the way, rest in peace to Mean Gene Okerlund. And also, we found out right before going on the air, rest in peace to Super Dave. Both
Super
passed
Dave
away.
Super Dave Osborne, by the way, was also on, which neither one of us remember, but when I was looking at his history, the Smothers Brothers comedy show.
Is that what it was? Remember, I thought it was something before.
You thought it was Steve Allen, which I wouldn't even have remembered, but the Smothers Brothers comedy show, I believe, is where it started.
Okay. I was trying to remember, because you said that it started somewhere else, and I couldn't remember on what, but I you were right. Because
it started clean, and it got dirtier
it
as
got
he
crazy.
Did, and Nick was saying once
when
he
moved
got to
HBO,
Curb Your...
Yeah, when he moved to HBO, it got crazy.
Yeah. So rest in peace to those two guys. Both fans of the Palillo show.
By the way, Carl sent me this on Twitter, and I don't know who sent it to him, but it's and I usually don't do these, but I was like, what the hell? Might as well. It'd be interesting.
It's a new year.
That's right. So it was, what's your bowl name? You take the last place you shopped plus the last thing you ate plus the word bowl. So what's your bowl name, Joel?
Kroger smoothie what?
You're the Kroger smoothie bowl.
Oh, I'm the Kroger smoothie bowl.
I am the Amazon ice cream bowl. So
you ate ice cream today?
Last place you shopped, and then what?
Oh.
Last night. The last thing you
ate. I was doing it this morning.
Oh, okay. So
JCPenney?
Yeah.
JCPenney. What?
The JCPenney Jack Daniels bowl.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's basically it right there.
The last thing you ate was a shot of Jack Daniels.
Catch a deal and...
That actually sounds like delicious. A bowl game, though. It does. JCPenney Jack Daniels bowl?
It does.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so I guess if I'm doing really last thing I ate, it would be the... Because I did that before I had breakfast, but I guess it would be the Amazon scrambled egg bowl.
There you go.
Yeah.
That works.
Okay.
Yeah, I did the Kroger smoothie bowl.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go. If you want to know what your bowl name is, it is the last place you shopped plus the last thing you ate plus the word bowl.
Now, before we wrap up all of this on Anderson Cooper, too... I was somewhat aware, but I thought he had a different father. But his mother is famous clothes designer Gloria Vanderbilt. And his dad is...
Really?
Yeah.
Those Wyatt, jeans were very popular in like the 80s.
Wyatt Emery Cooper
okay,
was an American author, screenwriter, and actor.
How cool would it be if his dad was D.B. Cooper? The guy that stole all the money and jumped out of the airplane. No one ever found him again.
Of course, this is me. Shows you what I know. But I always thought like... I knew his parents were famous, but I thought that it was Ralph Lauren or something like that.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, Gloria Vanderbilt.
Yeah, so Gloria Vanderbilt and Wyatt Emery Cooper. But as you pointed out, he used the shots that he couldn't exactly keep down without making a noise or two to have some truth serum, too, to say that his mom slept with Marlon Brando?
Well, that's wild.
Crazy. The Godfather. Wonder if he had the cotton in his cheeks when...
That truth serum starts coming out.
I can't even do the Marlon Brando, but they said that when he was acting, he took like a package of cotton balls
for the
and
Godfather.
Jammed his cheeks for yeah. the Godfather. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, maybe it wasn't dry mouth after all. You never know.
Huh.
All right. So with all that being said, we did see we had a couple of votes that went by the wayside. Sandra Bullock versus...
yeah, I haven't even.
Nick said he's
getting
some reactions on social media.
I feel like I was completely wrong. I feel like most people felt
Sandra Bullock better looking than Julia Roberts.
That's what I feel like. I haven't looked at the text line, but it did seem like that on Twitter.
Well, the first one starts off calling me a fool, so
maybe not.
Maybe they didn't take the time to vote.
All right, we'll see.
All right, well, if you want to chime in that or something else, get something off your chest, if you had on your mind for a while, because, you know, we've had a day off. HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. Do want to remind you, with the new year upon us, the Rockets' first game of the new year is going to be against the red-hot Denver Nuggets in a Western Conference showdown. It's a mix-and-match Monday ticket promotion. It's brought to you by Rocket, R-O-K-I-T, who's also the jersey sponsor for the Rockets. You purchase one all-inclusive ticket for as low as $20, and you get one free bottle of beer, water, or soda, one free popcorn or hot dog, and one free red or black Rockets jersey t-shirt. All you got to do for details is go to rockets.com. And, of course, the reminder that goes with it, the All-Star balloting is upon us, and it is all currently going on. And you can vote for James Harden as an All-Star. It's brought to you by Antpool. You go to rockets.com daily, and you can cast your ballots for the beard and all the Rockets All-Stars. You can vote on your phone, NBA app, or NBA.com, or you can Google search your favorite Rocket to vote. It's that easy. Takes less than a minute, and it helps James Harden and the others get into the All-Star game. Again, check rockets.com for that as well.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, half hour into the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. First one of 2019. Let's hope that we have a lot of good ones. Heading into the new year.
We got a lot of texts, so we'll get these out of the way, and then we can talk some college football. Because okay. There are a ton to get to. Good afternoon, Barry and the crew. I just wanted to say Happy New Year's, and Barry, you are a fool. Why you like to mess with those guys? You were the best?
What?
I didn't know. I was just agreeing with him calling you a fool, part, but now I don't even know why.
I was the best. I'm not. Apparently, I'm not anymore.
So who's the best
you
now?
You were
me?
The best. I don't know. Yeah,
slow your can't roll be. There, Chief.
Bird Box was good. I just don't care for Sandra Bullock as an actor. First Usual Suspects I've been able to catch in months. Great start to the new year. Bills fan Cody. Welcome back,
Cody.
Cody. Yeah, good to hear from you again. Julia is Uggs. Sandra over Julia any day.
See, I feel like that. I'm losing this this battle.
Sandra Bullock is hot, son. I don't know about that. Sandra Bullock in The Blind Side beats Julia Roberts any day of the week. Sandra versus Julia is a legit scratch. I would agree with that more
I would
than
go
any
with that.
Of the others.
It's a wash and a toss.
Yep.
The Blind Side, though, by then
well, you know
she was
why,
already...
Nick? You know why?
She was already...
Because both of them have gone slutty, which some people really prefer.
Slutty.
But Julia Roberts went over the top in Pretty Woman. And Sandra just went saucy slutty with the blonde hair, and she got in shape.
She was a mom. She
was kind of like it was kind of.
She was
kinda,
a mom.
She wasn't.
Was
she wasn't like, being slutty in that movie.
It was kind of like what, yeah, am, I, what am I looking for?
No.
Oh yes, she was.
She was an she absolute was, mom in that movie.
Yeah. She was pom pom mom sexy though.
Pom
pom. I feel like you just created a category.
Okay, so she's pom 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 mom sexy versus over the top slutty there. Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman.
Not that moms can't be sexy, but in that movie, that wasn't the point for Sandra. It wasn't.
Yeah, she was.
She was trying to take care of
the
kid. I guess
I have to pull up a picture.
She was coming off the streets to play football.
Two birds in one movie. Because
Sandra Bullock, Blind Side. Let's see how pom 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 pom. Because
the character mom was blonde haired. She was in good shape.
Because the real mom had blonde hair, so she dyed her hair blonde.
There's a lot of scoop neck shirts going on in these images. He might be right. She had the blonde hair with the bangs going.
And a lot of people like it to be a little over the top, but not all the way there. Yeah. So you never know.
He's kind of on to something here. She's not exactly like just buttoned up conservative mom look. Google
she
Sandra Bullock
little,
Blindside.
She leaves a little to the imagination in Blindside where you know exactly what the goods are and what the deal is with Pretty Woman.
Yeah, I just wish that there would have been nudity in Pretty Woman. Otherwise, that's just, it was blech. No fun. A couple more texts and then we'll get back to it. Nick's bowl game would be the home fat chick bowl.
Jeez.
Are you getting mad? Are you mad? That's the only reason
wait,
I read it.
Break.
What's his phone number? What's his phone number?
What's that phone number?
Is it a 409 number?
It's the only reason. No, 832. My bowl name is the Walmart Quesadilla Bowl. Okay, not bad. There should have been a Whole Food Massage Parlor Bowl.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the goodie bag?
Right.
Because you know all these guys. That's the thing that people don't realize. You can call it whatever you want, but for the players themselves... And people have done stories about this before.
Uh-huh.
You're as an NCAA athlete, bag, you're not supposed to, but the swag bag because you accepted a bowl bid, you get some goodies, flat screen TVs and all electronics and stuff. You cash in.
A couple more bowl names. If you missed it, the bowl name is the last place you shopped plus the last thing you ate plus the word bowl. Somebody said the Candy's Vagina Bowl. Well, that's not appropriate, sir. You shopped at Candy's? What the hell are you doing shopping at Candy's? I guess you had to get what you ate. Dollar General, Pool Boy, and Gumbo Bowl. All right.
It's called Deep Cover.
I guess so. I was told today that I would be laid off within the next 60 days. Barry, I know you've been laid off before. Any advice? Yes. First thing is pack up all your stuff and take it home now. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be caught and then have to sit there and do the pack of shame where everyone's staring at you as you pack your stuff all sad.
Second thing is steal everything you can on the way out.
Yes.
Everything. Staplers. Doesn't matter what it is.
Yep. I mean, whatever. Just take as much as you can from the supply closet.
Snacks, steal that.
Don't forget to download all the important files you have from your computer.
Huge.
Very important as well. Also, I would immediately get everyone in the family together and tell them they are not allowed to spend any money whatsoever.
I was going to say, get out in front of all that. Now that you got 60 days.
I would put my resume together.
Yeah, you're
I would
day
also,
late.
Another thing is go around to the people that you work with now that are your bosses or coworkers and ask for recommendations. Ask for recommendations. Oh. And then get out in front of the, because it's so funny, you can always tell who's gotten laid off or fired because you start getting LinkedIn requests from them.
Yeah.
No one ever messes with LinkedIn until they're fired.
No.
It's true. Like, no one messes with LinkedIn until they're fired. And they're
I better start posting on LinkedIn, man.
Then they're like, let me get on this LinkedIn and network. It's like, oh, it's really obvious that you're getting, you know, requests. Ah, I'm just on here exploring opportunities. Okay. Well, get out in front of that now. So.
Yeah, and when you see it advice. Too, instead of seeing like job history and they start talking about what it's a, you know, when they'll say, I am currently a sales executive, blah, blah, blah. It is a wanting and willing sales experienced veteran looking for opportunity. Yeah, it's just.
And then also watch Steve Harvey's bit on getting fired. It's a great bit.
Is it?
Yeah. And he threatens to burn the place down if he doesn't get his check. Oh, it's great. You
got
to watch it.
You got you, the big one is. Make sure that you bring in a flash drive and get all of
your files.
Get all your files.
That's right.
And make sure that, that you use that 60 days to get out in front of it and get the word out.
Somebody just texted, good luck with sobriety, bitch face. I don't even know what that, who's that
who
for?
Who quit drinking?
Probably towards me.
You think?
Probably, because I was the only one that was saying I needed to cut back on the alcohol.
That's true. I don't know why they got to add the bitch face. Oh, probably just to get you angry.
Probably.
P. Rand Dissel says, yep, way to go, Joel. There's a new category on Pornhub, pom pom mom.
Yeah, could be. Is that live audio of Dale and Raheel at the bar? Anderson Cooper. That does sound like Raheel doing the shot.
Anderson yeah, because neither one of them drink, right?
That's right.
That is literally Raheel on New Year's Eve doing shots.
When we start doing my 10-second count in the backcourt, because it's coming.
That is the straight. That's a grown ass man sounding like that on TV.
That felt good. That felt good.
Well, that isn't a promo for John and Raheel with Dell.
That's what he was saying. Yeah. That sounds like Raheel and Dell on New Year's. What's y'all's New Year's resolution? That was a text.
Oh, way to drop that on us.
I'm hoping I can stop drinking until my Vegas trip.
When the Vegas trip is?
It's in like 2 weeks.
Tomorrow?
Like 2 weeks. So I'm not going to drink a drop of alcohol for 2 weeks. That's my New Year's resolution.
Can at work just, or outside of work?
You want to get that? Can I just say...
You hear that on the
air? Totally. People.
Yeah. Can I just say that I feel like if your resolution is to quit drinking and you feel... That, so if you're making that a resolution, then you recognize that maybe you drink too much. Okay? Now, I'm not directing this at you, Nick. I'm just talking out loud here. All right? But I feel like if you make that a resolution where you're like, you know what? I've been drinking a lot lately. Because I've been there. When I was single, like when I divorced my first wife before I met Nora, in between there, I drank so much. At one point, I woke up on like a Saturday. I was sitting there watching and I was just shaking. My hands were shaking because I hadn't drank in like 12 hours. And I was like, oh, okay, I got to stop drinking right now. This is way too, I should not be shaking, right? So I recognize that that's a thing. But like when I set my, I'm not going to drink until... It wasn't two Fridays.
I mean, I feel like it's a decent start.
What?
Because how are you going to go to Vegas and not drink?
Everybody needs a little push.
2 weeks is good. 2 weeks is good considering I'm going to Vegas.
No, you're doing this all wrong. You're like, I'm not going to drink for 2 weeks. Maybe you should stop drinking in 2 weeks.
After I get back from Las Vegas?
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
You're doing it wrong.
But you're alcohol also giving him a whole window of opportunity between now and then.
Huh?
You're giving him a whole, instead of like starting
well,
now,
that's
you're
what
getting
I'm
him
saying. You can, you know, pace yourself, but don't quit drinking until you get back from Vegas. You're not drinking until you go to Vegas. You're doing it backwards.
I mean, I don't know.
He's like, I mean, I really don't
want
to quit
drinking.
You asked
for a New Year's resolution. I gave you one.
So 2 weeks of not drinking? So what's your Fortnite resolution? Your 2 week resolution. That's a Fortnite, right? Is it 2 weeks or three?
2 weeks, I guess.
Is it? I thought a fortnight was 2 weeks. Okay, I was right then.
I was thinking the video game.
For me, not a new you year. Already knew. I don't.
I think a fortnight is 2 weeks. Might be three. I don't know. Do you have one? A resolution?
I mean, the same thing we already talked about. The fact that to start the new year, there's just no more excuses for eating right all the time and the workout thing and just getting on it instead of letting kid duties and other things get
in
the
way. It is 2 weeks, 14 days.
Okay, that's a fortnight. I thought so. All right. I know you wanted to say video game. I don't really set resolutions, but I set goals.
Okay.
And so I have a bunch of career-specific goals.
You're like, probably going to go on a diet at some point.
I mean, I'm on it. I started a diet, but that's year-round. Like, I diet, I get fat, I get skinny, I get fat, so it's not really something that I'm like, just for New Year's, it just happens
to be... You get fat, you get skinnier, you don't get skinny, but you slim down a bit, and then you get
dirty
back...
bastard.
What?
I heard that. You don't get skinnier... You don't get
I was
skinny,
agreeing with you.
You get skinnier.
I was agreeing with you.
You were basically saying I'm never going to be skinny again.
No, I was agreeing that you would get skinnier.
Jerk.
So with that bit of love and entertainment, we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRP Listener Line, or do what you've been doing. You can hit us up on Twitter. And, of course, those text messages that keep rolling in. Back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Finger to the world, to
the world, to the world. ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Still hour number one of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects on the first day of 2019. We figured we'd hold off on Way Back Wednesdays till there wasn't any holidays, New Year's, Christmas interruptions. So give us up a break to recharge our batteries too for a couple weeks, and then we'll fire it up next week.
I guess we should go ahead and answer Blake's question.
God, if he asked it one more time, we put him on the text line because he could be a regular texter.
He wanted to know what are y'all's thoughts on the U of H hire for the Cougs going out and getting Dana Holgorsen, who was with West Virginia, resigned in order to take the position. I think the Cougs had to do the buyout part of it.
Probably.
And they're working on that right now. I like it. I think it's a good hire. I'm stunned.
I am too.
I don't know why the hell Dana Holgorsen would leave West Virginia and a Big 12 school to go to U of H and a Group of Five school, but he must be excited about something, or just maybe the salary was too good to pass up. Maybe, you know, with Tillman,
there was rumors
there
of it being what, $20 million
four a year for 5 years, I think.
Yeah, so I mean that's more than what Major was making, right?
Yeah,
and so I think it's an upgrade, and when you consider the two names,
you think it's an upgrade for him?
I think it's an upgrade for the University of Houston.
Oh, I thought you were saying it was an upgrade to
it's
go.
I mean, how is it not? I mean, when you consider,
it's a coup.
Yeah, and so I think when you consider the two names, I think the other name was Cliff Kingsbury, and Dana Holgorsen. I think we got the better of the two. I'm pretty sure there were other names in other interviews that perhaps they considered. But when you talk about the two big names that were being thrown out there in terms of rumors, I think we got the better of the two. So I think it's an upgrade. I like it.
I think it's a great get for U of H. I was shocked because I didn't think they'd ever have a chance. But if you go back and kind of read some of the articles now, after they played their bowl game in Orlando, he did not travel back with the team. He stayed in Orlando. He was family vacationing. He had wanted to talk extension with West Virginia. They weren't talking. And so obviously from a contractual standpoint, boom, enter U of H, and suddenly you got exactly what you want, which is another player in the game. And it also tells you how incredibly boring Morgantown, West Virginia must be, because you know, as part of this, as you get older on in your coaching career, too, there are things that matter to you as much as just coaching football. It's when you're not coaching and when you want to do other things. And Dana loved Houston when he was here with Sumlin before, and he had a good time as well. I think Granato's got to be ecstatic because that's one of his boys.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think that, you know, quality of life probably says something about this move, too, because from a Kingsbury perspective, it kind of, I was telling Barry in the break, it makes more sense why he turned them down. He's interviewing for the Cardinals and the Jets for their head coaching job. He probably, younger coach, just get still kind of in the heyday of his career, wants to taste that NFL and that money and that power. Whereas Dana's like, look, I want a place where I can win, be comfortable, and also enjoy life. And I think he fits very well for U of H. I was surprised they got to $4 million a year, but at that salary?
You know, I was thinking about, I wanted to see what the record was for the Big E, or for West Virginia since before Holgorsen, and since right. He was there. He had a 598 winning percentage. So he won about 60% of his games, went 61-41. But I forgot that they switched from the Big East to the Big 12
right.
The year he got there. So it's kind of not the same to be able to compare it because he's playing in the Big 12. I think the competition was different. But before him, the three coaches before him, including Rich Rodriguez, won 69.8 and 70% of their games. So actually, he had the worst of the, you know, any coach since 1980 at that school. But again, made the jump to the Big 12. It's a different kind of conference. And he had them, you know, they were a very well respected and a high performing organization when he left. So they didn't, you know, I think for me, in what you said about they got U of H got the better coach between Kingsbury and Dana Holgorsen, totally agree with that as well. Could you imagine what Dana Holgorsen could do recruiting in Texas as opposed to recruiting in West Virginia?
Or at least
and the caliber
there,
of player that you can get for the two schools. I mean, he's in a hotbed of football in Houston, and not to mention, I mean, with Kingsbury, he's in Texas. So I think you're right. And plus, not only that, he was a mentor to Cliff. So, you know, you got the teacher and not the student.
He was at U of H as well. Yeah.
You got the teacher and not the student.
And here's
the
other thing. And Coach McHale and I had this conversation when Coach Sampson was considering taking the U of H job. To Barry's point about being in West Virginia, whether you recruit West Virginia or not, it's a lot easier to get in your car and drive down the street and go, and you're able to recruit some of, like, probably 25% of the top 100 players in the country because they're all coming from this area, as opposed to taking a plane from West Virginia and trying to constantly make those trips to try and lure someone out of the state of Texas. And we told, McHale and I talked all the time about telling Coach Sampson, hey, look, if you only get five of the top 100 in Houston, you're going to be a tournament team.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably even easier for him to recruit football. When you talk about football and all the hotbeds, look at all the college players excelling from Jalen Hurts and every year for Ed Oliver and all the guys we talk about coming out of the Houston metro area. If he just recruits well in Houston, he's going to have a hell of a year every year.
And then if you add what he can do, like a super ideal situation is his tenure at West Virginia was so long that maybe, perhaps that he would be able to recruit without doing so much traveling from here in Texas to West Virginia. So if he can get those five names that you mentioned, and then you add the potential possibility of him being able to recruit from West Virginia without having to do too much traveling, I think that could do great things for the program. I don't know if that's going to actually happen, but I think it's a great potential possibility for the University of Houston. So I think he's going to do fine.
I didn't like Applewhite. I didn't think he was going to be a good coach.
I agree.
I thought,
that's what I thought.
Reaching.
And this was his first gig, right? Yeah. And I think that's a big thing.
It was promoted within. I mean, he was at the University of Houston for 2 years before he became the head coach. It was kind of a promotion within. So, I mean, it was not a sexy hire when they got Major Applewhite, but Dana Holgorsen is a much sexier hire for sure.
Yeah, I felt like the Applewhite hire was them trying to find a new, young, fresh name that was going to be the, ooh, look at this guy.
The next
wow.
Tom Herman
yeah.
Or...
That just, they reached too far, and that happens sometimes. I mean, you're not always going to hit a home run. And, you know, it's, I made the joke a while back when you saw, what's his name? Kevin Sumlin and guys like that leaving. I called it Stepping Stone U. And that's kind of what it was. It was a stepping stone for coaches to get better jobs. And so maybe they take the chance with Applewhite and feel like you get more mileage out of him.
You guys
but
made t-shirts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we call it a step over because it was back when U of H was talking about the takeover. We called it the step over.
Right.
But I think that it's good. It's a good sign, though, because they didn't get a coach that's looking for a stepping stone. You got a coach that left an organization in a university that's already in a Power Five conference.
Well, your president has already said.
And he wasn't in trouble. Like, they weren't going to fire
him. Eight wins isn't acceptable. She wants she wants 10 win seasons. And so you got to get. And here's the other thing. You can't discount that experience factor. The fact that you saw what happened with Ed Oliver and Applewhite. That's not going to happen with a Dana Holgorsen. Because that's going to happen in the locker room, off to the side, or not happen at all. Because he knows how to value his top talent. To make sure he continues to replenish his top talent. That was embarrassing for the university. That was the first big red X for Applewhite, I think. And then, of course, it finished with, regardless where the other X was in between, when you get blown out by Army and set a bowl record for point differential and how bad you got stomped, it's not a good look. And as much as U of H, your stepping stone comment goes back to Kiffin as well. Because when Kiffin was one of the top candidates along with Major, first thing they said was he's only going to be there 2 to 4 years.
Yeah.
This way, I think you got a guy that's going to stay. I think like Coach Sampson, they've got some good quality, proven coaches now that have experience that aren't going anywhere.
Well, if he wasn't going to stay, he wouldn't take the job, right? Like he wasn't looking. You have a better opportunity to be in a Power 5 school and move up to a higher ranked Power 5 school than to go backwards to a group of five.
Money
school.
Talks now. I think
that's what I'm saying. He got paid well, but this you the chances of him using it as a stepping stone in a year or 2 years is lessened because of the school that he's coming from.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right, Blake, so we got that answered for you, I think. Now you want to get to some real college football. So we'll get to some of those bowl games from yesterday. Yeah, and a lot. And I'm not saying that to take a knock on U of H. I certainly hope this is the right hire because I think they got a great guy. And, like, I think we all agree, I think they overachieved in terms of what they could have gotten and what they got. So we'll talk some bowl games of college football. On the flip side, if you believe it, there are people out there, including the starting quarterback, who believe the Horns are back. So we'll see how that sits. We know that there's Longhorn fans out there as well. Hour number two of The Usual Suspects right around the corner right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.